Chapter 7.
Wait, why don't you guys try saying it a different way? Because you always say it the same way. It's called Chapter 7, Wallet Burgers and Candied Spoons.
Wait, what?
Chapter 7, Wallet Burgers and Candied Spoons.
Okay. Chapter 7.
Wallet Burgers and Candy Spoons.
Okay. Chapter 7, Wallet Burgers and Candy Spoons.
Woo! Right. The familiar noises began screeching. Oh, so he accidentally threw his dad's wallet in.
Oh, yeah.
And they were turning everything into food. Remember that? By hitting the
purple button,
yeah. The familiar
It was broken.
They thought it was, but it turns out it's not. The familiar noises began, screeching, popping, etc. And all the colors disappeared from the children's faces. Billy, Sally said slowly, careful not to scream at him. Please tell me that's not what it looked like. Then do I have to tell you the truth? Please? It was Dad's wallet. A ding. There's money in there, Billy. And credit cards. Yeah, I know. And his driver's license. And his social security card. Sally? Yes? It looks really good. Can I eat it? At this point, Sally stopped using her nice, calm, angry voice and gave Billy a few words in her, did you actually in real life just do that angry voice? Billy had a point, though. It looked delicious. It was a hamburger with a generous amount of toppings. The meat was juicy and grilled to perfection, and it was wallet-colored. The lettuce was fresh and crispy. It was cash-colored. There were different kinds of cheeses, and one that seemed to have a face on it. With great self-control, Billy didn't eat it. Instead, he ate a piece of chicken that used to be a spatula. They started brainstorming how they could turn it back into a wallet. Maybe if we press the silver button. We haven't tried that, brainstormed Sally. Or if we press the black button, re-brainstormed Billy.
Oh, wait, what does the black button do?
The black button turns food into not food.
Oh, yeah.
No, that might just turn the wallet burger into a plastic wallet burger. Brainstormed Sally. Then we'll put it in and press the purple button again to undo what we did. Billy brainstormed back.
Wait, what?
The purple button turns not food into food.
Oh, yeah.
So they thought if they put food into the... and press purple and turn it back. Billy threw the wallet hamburger thing into the machine and pressed the purple button. The noises began. See above for which noises it made. But whether he was anxious for the machine to work or wasn't thinking, or the author just wanted to spice up the story, for whatever reason, Billy didn't let go of the button. No, Billy, we don't need to hold it down. We don't know what'll happen. But it was too late. He kept the button pressed. The machine started making a whooshing sound. It started sucking in the air around the top of the machine. A nearby fork flew from the table into the GAGFM. Then a dirty spoon. The air in the kitchen whirled about. The machine was sucking in things from around the room. Billy released the purple button and watched the machine go. But the sucking continued. Stop the machine, Billy! She was on the other side of the room holding down her mother's favorite tea set. Turn it off! I don't know how to. It looks like the purple button's stuck. They were yelling now. The noise from the wind in the machine was drowning out their voices. Billy, maybe if you press it again it'll unstick. A few placemats were sucked into the machine. Then when a couple plates, Billy's half-eaten banana from the day before, the sponge from the sink, and the book about horseback riding, which was Sally's. The wind was so strong now that kitchen chairs and appliances were scooting towards the suction. The children were doing all they could to save what they thought was valuable. Sally held tight to the tea set, and Billy held the pantry doors closed. Whoosh! The chair closest to the GGFM took one final scoot and was sucked into the machine. The children watched in amazement as the chair was drawn into an opening that was much smaller than itself. At the same time, the objects that had already been sucked into the machine started coming out the other hole. There were cucumbers with the same green design as the dinner plates, a pair of silver-wrapped candies, and a cup-shaped pie. You have to turn it off, Billy, Sally sounded. Try pressing the purple button again. Billy was at the pantry doors, worrying that his precious snacks might go into the machine. He let go of the doors and the wind pulled him towards the GGFM. Just then, the sugar bowl hit him in the back of the head as he slid across the kitchen floor. But just as he was within reach of the purple button, there was a loud rattling. The table was shaking. the table that the GGFM was sitting on. Billy reached out to press the button, but before he could, the table flipped. The machine fell to the floor. The GGFM sucked in the table. Then it sucked in Billy.
It sucked in Billy. Hmm. Dad, keep reading!
It's the end of the chapter.
No! Mm-hmm. Dad!
Sorry.
No, can you read another chapter?